For many people, earworms are pretty annoying.
Researcher Elizabeth Helmuth-Margulis wrote On Repeat, How Music Plays the Mind. She says it doesn't matter what you think of a song, it can become an earworm.
We don't really have control over what gets stuck in there. It might be something we love, it might be something really annoying.
She says it's usually just a snippet, often from the chorus, and it's most likely to burrow into your brain when your mind is wandering. To get that earworm out, she says, think of another song. More on what makes a song an earworm at our tech page. Neil Augenstein, WTOP.com. How does an earworm crawl into your head?
It doesn't really matter whether you like a song or not.
Elizabeth Helmuth-Margulis wrote On Repeat, How Music Plays the Mind.
Often it's the tune, the chorus, the part that you hear the most frequently in the song.
She says you tend to get earworms when you're not really paying attention to what you're doing. The way to get rid of it? Think of another song. More on what makes a song an earworm at our tech page. Neil Augenstein, WTOP.com.